The Florida legislature will try again this week to avoid a looming budget crisis. A faltering economy and a slowdown in tourism have left Florida with a potential $1.3 billion budget shortfall. It's the second time in 2 months that Florida Governor Jeb Bush has called the state legislature into special session. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
It's back to the drawing board for the Florida legislature, which failed to balance the budget because of a disagreement between Republican leaders in the House and Senate. Now they say they've put their philosophical differences aside and have a way to solve the budget crisis. The biggest sticking point was a tax break on stock and bond investments that was passed last year. House Majority Leader Jerry Maygarden.
While there's not agreement, complete agreement across the board, there is at least a willingness to explore the possibility of delaying the current change in the intangible tax law.
The Senate wanted to repeal the tax break to offset budget cuts, but House leaders wanted to protect the tax break and make deeper cuts. The new agreement calls for an 18-month delay on the tax break, Senate Majority Leader Jim King.
We recognize that that was $130 million that we could sorely use in shoring up the cuts that we wouldn't then have to make in health and human services and in public education.
But Democrats think it's only a temporary fix. They say lawmakers should revisit 3 years' worth of investment tax cuts instead of cutting social programs. Some areas likely to be cut include college scholarships, prenatal care for low-income pregnant women, and prescription drug assistance for the elderly. Lawmakers are chipping away at an already inadequate funding base, according to Jack Levine, president of the Center for Florida's Children.
This is a state of four generations, which is budgeted for three. How dare us say we have to choose between in-home services for grandma versus early care and prevention services.
Senate President John McKay wants to change the state's tax structure to provide more stable funding. He proposes repealing some of the 274 sales tax exemptions that are built into Florida's tax code. The state taxes about $16 billion worth of transactions each year, but gives up $23 billion in exemptions. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.